Blog Talk Radio.
Tomorrow partly sunny with a high of 73 and a low of 56.
Wednesday, about the same, high of 76 and a low of 55. We're looking at showers on Thursday with a high of 79 and a low of 48. Friday, partly sunny with a high of 66, low of 40. So we're going to get a little bit chilly towards the weekend, but it looks like this week is not going to be too bad, except for Thursday with a high chance of rain or showers on Thursday. Again, thanks guys for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Now, today's word of the day is obstinate. Obstinate. Obstinate is an adjective, and it means perversely adhering to an opinion, purpose, or course in spite of reason, arguments, or persuasion. The second definition is not easily overcome or removed. Obstinate. Not easily overcome or removed. You can say that about men. Men aren't easily overcome or removed. You know, when I think about this, I think about emotions. You know, women are usually overcome by emotions. Men aren't really overcome by emotions. You think about funerals or something like that. Someone maybe passing on, but, you know, well, I'm going to say some men, because I usually get overcome by that kind of stuff. I'm overcome by my emotions with death. And so, but a lot of men aren't, you know, you try to hold on to your emotions at funerals or things like that. So men are pretty obstinate, okay? Obstinate. O-B-S-T-I-N-A-T-E. Not easily overcome or removed. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. 818-301-5834. I see a lot of people are joining the show right now. Welcome, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope you had a great weekend. I know I had a great weekend. I got some rest this weekend. I've had a project going on in my kitchen for the past week or so. I've been working on it little by little all week long, and it's finally coming together. I'm looking at maybe another half hour or so on this, the big part that I've been trying to get done. The biggest part of it, I'm looking at another half hour or so on having it all done. And, you know, I must say myself that it looks very, very professional. You know, it looks very professional. So I'm pretty proud of myself there. Anyway, let's get on with the show. Today's episode is entitled, How Do Professional Athletes Go Broke After Signing Multi-Million Dollar Contracts? How do professional athletes go broke after signing multi-million dollar contracts? Okay? Now, we're going to discuss some of the situations of professional athletes that, you know, that went broke after signing huge contracts. Okay? And the reason I wanted to do this show is because some of you guys out there may come into a windfall of money. And the reason I say a windfall of money is because a windfall of money is money you don't expect. It can be from the lottery, from an accident, or whatever. You may expect money from an accident, but you may not expect it to be as much as it could be, okay? It may be $100,000. It may be $1 million. or what have you. But my thing is to sort of give you guys some consciousness that to help you guys not squander it away. Okay? And hey, you do whatever you want to with your money. Right? You do whatever you want to with your money. But what I'm saying is most people think that I want to retire. I'm tired of going to work every day. And if I, you know, retirement has nothing to do with age. Retirement has everything to do with money. Okay? Nothing to do with age, but everything to do with money. So you have to be careful with planning for retirement. I know a lot of young people listen to my show. Now is the time to start to plan for retirement. I know you say, Frank, I'm 21 years old, man. You're talking about, you know, 40, 45 years from now. But, yeah, I'm talking about 40, 45 years from now. But if you start now in 40 or 45 years, you'll have enough money to stand out. Stand out from the crowd. And if that's what you want to do, then that's what you should be doing right now. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, again, the reason I wanted to do this show is to educate you guys and educate myself. And because what I'm doing is I saw a piece on ESPN this weekend, late night. If you ever saw a 30 for 30 piece on ESPN, this is one of the 30 for 30 pieces that they did a couple of nights ago, maybe Saturday night. I don't remember. But it was about professional athletes that have gone broke after signing gigantic multi-million-dollar contracts. Now, again, if you have a windfall of money that comes in, you want to be careful with it. Okay? Because the number one piece is taxes. Okay? You want to be very careful. And our sponsor, CPA on Duty, can definitely help you guys with the tax side of a windfall of money that comes in. Help you understand the tax piece of that money, of that income that you have coming in. It's considered income. You may get a settlement from an insurance company or whatever, but that's income, right? That's income. And you're going to have to pay some taxes on it, I guess. I'm not a professional tax person, but I'm just throwing that out there. Right? So now a professional athlete that signs a huge contract for multi-million dollars, now that's his income, right? That's his income. He's been working all his life from the Pee Wee Leagues all the way up to the professional college and then get drafted as a professional, and now, bam, he signs a multi-million-dollar contract. Now, how do they go broke from signing a multi-million-dollar contract? I know what you're saying there, Frank. Give me $10 million. Give me $100 million. Give me $200 million. Give me $400 million, which is what Mike Tyson made over his career. And there's no way I'm going to go broke. Okay? No way that I'm going to go broke. Well, here's the deal. Even in the case with Mike Tyson, let's use Mike Tyson. Okay, Mike Tyson made over $400 million in his career. Now, he filed bankruptcy a few years ago, and he's no longer boxing. He doesn't have a job, but he's able to live on what little money he has left. But he has to live that through an attorney who pays his bills every month. Okay, who pays his bills every month. You've got an attorney that you can trust. Okay? You need to work with that attorney. You need you an attorney you can trust. You need you an accountant that you can trust. And you need a financial advisor that you can trust. Okay? Now, the way I look at being able to trust an accountant is that you've already been working with this person for years. And they've kept you out of the loop of the IRS being audited and all this stuff for years, okay? They have degrees in accounting. They have their they have been certified as a public accountant through the state, and they know what they're doing. Now, somebody that worked for H&R Block, you know, that's not an accountant. They can't help you. Okay? They can't help you with the taxes or your accounting. Okay? Not for someone who has multi-million dollars. You need a certified public accountant to help you understand your tax ramifications from this money. Because there are tax ramifications for this money. Okay? And that's some things that these professional athletes don't understand. They get this money and think that, hey, man, I got $100 million and I'm going to go spend it. So they do things like they'll go out, okay, no problem buying mom a house, no problem buying mom a new car, okay? But you still have to take care of the property taxes on that place. Unless she does, but she probably doesn't. So you have to still take care of property taxes on the place. Mom probably doesn't work anymore, so you're gonna still have to. You're still gonna give her money every month to take care of her incidentals, her bills, her you know whatever she has to pay each month. Okay, you got to pay the car insurance every month. Okay. That's a huge liability. Now, you also got yourself. So, yeah, I'm going to go out and buy me a house, a big house, $500,000 house, you know, which is modest for someone making, you know, that signed a $100 million contract. But that's what you have to keep in mind, is to be modest with that, because it will humble you really fast. Okay, because a professional athlete, they don't understand that they may have signed a $100 million contract, but tomorrow that money could go away from a serious knee injury that could end their career. Now you've bought a $500,000 home for you, another home for your mom, a car for her, a couple of cars for you. Now you don't have that money coming in anymore. Now what are you going to do? So that's why I say you have to be modest with this money. You almost have to say, hey, you know, we just going to sit back on this money. You know, keep living where you're living. I'm going to help you take care of that. I'm going to keep living where I'm living. I may get me a little condo or maybe rent me a house wherever I'm playing. Y'all with me? But I'm not going to go out there and jump out there and buy this big old, all this big stuff right off the bat because my career could end tomorrow. Okay? So that's what I'm saying is that these guys jump out there and get these cars and houses and all this stuff and the jewelry. The jewelry that they buy, the jewelry, the necklaces and the watches and this kind of stuff that they buy. I mean, I was amazed by how much money they spent on jewelry. They go into the jeweler and have this huge chain made with some type of emblem on the chain with their name or their logo or something that the likeness of them made on that chain. And they spend, you know, $50,000 for that chain. God, that's a lot of money for one chain. Or they'll go in and buy a Rolex watch that costs, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a watch. And that, you know, the chain and the watch, just that day, was almost $100,000 that they spent in one day for a chain, one chain, and a watch. Man, that's a lot of money for jewelry. But this is what these guys do. And then they go out and some of their friends call them and say, man, I got a great idea. There's one guy talking about his friend called him about starting up a car wash. And he told him what the initial capital would be. That's the money they need to get started. He told him what the initial capital would be, and he invested in that. He gave him the money. He wrote him a check. Bam. He never saw the guy again. He never opened up the car wash. But he took that money, whether it was $100,000, $200,000, $150,000, whatever it was, the money was gone, and he was gone. Agents, these guys have agents that are their agents who negotiate their contracts. These guys tell these athletes that I'm going to take care of all your needs. You just worry about the football field or the basketball court. I'm going to take care of everything else. I'm going to take care of your money. I'm going to take care of your house, your car payments, your electric, your gas, all your tax bills. I'm going to take care of all that stuff. You just worry about getting out there and putting your best foot forward on the football field. Now, they've given free rein to this agent, to their money, to their millions of dollars. Next thing you know, their agent has squandered the money. They don't know where the money went. The agent does, I know, but they don't know where their money went. This guy, Terrell Owens, who played football, was a wide receiver, made a lot of money, over $100 million in his career. But he's dead broke. His houses went into foreclosure. He had four houses. What do you need with four houses? One person had four houses. Why? Took over $10 million from him. He didn't know where that money went, where it happened to it, or anything. I guarantee you his agent does. Now he's trying to sue this guy, and it's sitting in court. Now, I don't know how long it's going to be sitting in court, but in the meantime, he's broke. Because he's not playing anymore. He doesn't have any income coming in. And he doesn't know what to do with himself. Didn't have a plan B. That's another thing about these guys. They don't have a plan B. Most of them don't finish college. Do not graduate from college. Through 1, 2, 3, 4 years of college, maybe. They were seniors in college. But they weren't seniors academically ready to come out of college. Y'all with me? See, these colleges, they push these guys through college. And I know y'all know this. They push these guys through college. Give them grades. But at the end of their careers, playing football or whatever, they not at the graduation status. So they don't graduate. Great football players, so they go on to the NFL or whatever and get these multi-million-dollar contracts, and you say, they got rich, he got it all going on. But he financially, he's stupid. Because he's never learned how to handle money. And now he's got a windfall of huge money. But he doesn't know how to handle that huge money. Someone told me one time, if you can't handle $100, if you can't manage $100, you can't manage $100,000. That takes me back to something else, and I know I'm getting off track here. Last night, I was so close, and I played a Fantasy Five, right? I was so close to hitting the Fantasy Five, you wouldn't believe it. The first number was 2, I played 3. The next number was 8, I played 8. The next number was 12, I played 11. The next number was 15, I played 18. The next number was 29, I played 29. That's how close I was to winning the Fantasy Five last night. Okay? That's how close I was to having a windfall of over $100,000. Now, if I had hit for that $100,000, I'll tell you what I would have done with $100,000. First, I would have put it in the bank. I'd have gone this morning down to the Georgia Lottery office downtown. When they opened the door, I would have been there. Got my check. They would have taken out the taxes on that check. So I don't know. Maybe it would have been let's say it was $120,000. They took 40% of that. What's that? 12. Let's say they take $40,000. Just to be on the edge, okay? So I've got maybe $80,000 left. I would have gone to the bank, put that $80,000 in the bank, and then what? I would have gone back, sat down with my accountant and my attorney, whom I have an accountant and an attorney that I can trust, sat down with them, understood and understand what money I have and what I need to do with it. Then I'd go and do what they're recommending me to do with that money. That's what you guys have to do if you get a windfall of money. That's all the time I have today, guys. Take care of yourself. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. See ya. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna return.
funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you're dead and flown it. If you're freaked and own it. Don't